Morning, everyone. I hope everybody's had a nice, good sleep. I pray this morning, may the Lord direct our hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Our reflection today is Act 20. As we read through when Paul was going through Macedonia to Greece, all the way, there's a lot for us to learn in this chapter and to relate into this chapter as a Christ children. One thing stands out for me more is the encouragement. He was encouraging them even in the tough times when they were in, where they were scared for his life and their lives at those days, Christians. And even though they were going through this tough time, he had time to encourage them through the word of God as he was talking to them and telling them how the word of God will build them up and give them an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And also we can see some the end of this chapter that they were providing for each other, because he says good to give than to receive. So although they were going through all that tough time, they were listening to the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Holy Spirit all the way, and we could learn a lot through this. But this I relate to what we've been all be going through the time of Corona and after, now still going through, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. It has been a tough, tough time, and still is a tough time. But we can relate on this chapter that God has been speaking to us through Holy Spirit the same way he was speaking to Paul and all the other Christians at that time. Because I believe the way we've been encouraging each other through this tough time, you know, talking to neighbors, people on the road, people in the shop, our fellow Christians, even in WhatsApp, that people put, could you pray for me? All of us, we're in there praying, encouraging them, thanking God and praising God. And these things tells me that we do listen to the Holy Spirit one way or another. And also, I've seen a lot of giving around. People been supporting each other a lot by giving, and the word of God. We thank Nick and Elena so much, and we thank the Lord for them. We pray that he'll bless them for their great work they've been doing through the worship in the WhatsApp and the word of God that Nick has been sending scriptures and leaflet for reflection, and the Zooms that we've been doing, encouraging each other, building each other, and listening how great God has been to others and all of us, and how people have been growing to Christ. It's been amazing, amazing journey. So we can say, yes, the Holy Spirit's been talking to us and we've been doing these things. So praise the Lord in Jesus' name. And as well, I can say when it comes to giving, I've seen people giving that much I've never seen before. Somebody put potatoes on the road for people to help themselves. That's amazing. What a great God we serve. And also, when it comes to this tough time that people have been going through the suffering, I find a lot, I'm not sure, maybe all of you can say this, we find so many people wanted to talk. You know, they just say hello, people that never used to say hello. So that, as Christian, we have one word, Christ's word, Lord's way, and promises. So we've been encouraging people and talking how great God is, and he is in control. Even in this difficult time, he's still talking. So glory to God, and we praise him indeed. And I pray that we will learn through these scriptures and be encouraged that we are listening as well, one way or another, without even knowing that we are doing these things the same way that they were doing. The Bible is still talking to us the same way it was talking to them, because God do not change. His word is still the same. His promise is still the same. So, should be very encouraged for that. And I praise God and I give him all the glory and honor that all these things we've been doing, encouraging people and talking about the word of God, praising the Lord, worshiping together, and with our family too at home, you know, reading the Bible alone, talking to God, taking that time to talk to him alone. Glory to God. All this problem, no problem when it comes to God. So we trust him and we believe that we will continue learning through His Word, through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And I pray the Lord will open our eyes and our heart to hear and to listen, and above all, to obey His ways through His Word. I pray this in Jesus' name. May we all have a blessed Sunday and continue to respond to the popping of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Great day, everybody. Amen.